Your week ahead horoscopes from Russell Grant are coming up. For the latest horoscope news and special offers, like our Facebook page at Russell Grant Site.
Hello Pisces, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, December the 2nd, and the whole week ahead. This is a good, powerful day. It aids recovery, it enables you to get things right, and helps you to manifest a number of things. And I'm talking specifically about anything linking you with your present locality, with neighbours, with siblings, brothers, sisters, people who are close to you, from cousins to aunts and uncles. This is a very important time to connect with them. And here's your Sunday stars. Now, where do we begin? Jupiter, your ruler, links to Neptune, and the Sun squares Neptune. This is a bit of a muddle. And the most important thing I can say to you now is that you really stay honourable to yourself and your wishes and your principles. Do not betray yourself in any way. It will be so easy to buckle under pressure, but if you do, you will never forgive yourself. And here's your Monday stars. The full moon in Gemini yesterday, amidst the huge amount of aspects going on, make this a little bit of a cosmic nightmare. What do you do? Where do you go? Now, as I said yesterday, you must be true unto yourself. To your own self be true at all times, because it will be so easy to go against your personal grain. And with the full moon in Gemini, this is a great time of change, especially when it comes to home and family affairs. And here's your Tuesday stars. The moon links to Jupiter and Neptune. This is good. It kind of gets you back on the right track. I kind of feel at times you may have swayed towards the negative or swayed towards doing something which you know will betray your principles. But if you've done that already, then try to get back on the right track now. Because unless you do, you will enter the new year thinking, why on earth did I do that? And you don't want to do that, do you? And here's your Wednesday stars. Lots going on in the sign of Sagittarius. So this is ideal for the Piscean who is ambitious or is a careerist. These stars are great for learning, for studying, for gaining knowledge. Working hard to learn something. It can be a new language, it can be geography, history, it could be travelling afar to learn new things. Whatever it is, learning, studying, knowledge is so much power to you now. And here's your Thursday stars. With the moon in Leo, this is a good time for you to consider health and medical matters. There are nice stars around, apart from that square to Jupiter. Watch out for decadence and being too much of a hedonist. What does that mean? Drinking too much, eating too much, or just doing too much of the wrong thing. An elegant sufficiency should be where you're going now, and not gorging or binging with the wrong things. Here's your Friday stars. Think about business, employment, job matters. I know you may well be swayed towards not doing those things, but I'll have no excuses, Mr. Omnes Pisces. This is a beautiful time for you to figure out employment issues or a job situation in times to come. And if you've recently retired or even been made redundant, that does not mean you're finished. In fact, it's just the beginning of good things.
Now you've heard your horoscope, you might have more questions. Why not speak to our team of psychics and mediums? Call 1-855-330-4220. That's 1-855-330-4220. And quote BOOM when you book a 10-minute reading, and you'll only pay $5. The offer is limited to one-time use and ends soon. See you next week.